This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
The amount of drugs that people take, it's absolutely shocking. Most people are on drugs.
The Health Ranger Report.
Everybody's worried about the zombie apocalypse. It's already here, people.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
Representative John Conyers has resigned from Congress, called an icon by the left. He's been part of legislative efforts of the left for, 30, 40 years? I mean, that right there is part of the problem. Why are these people professional bureaucrats? You know, that's too long. That's why we need term limits. Anyway, he says he didn't resign, by the way. He just retired. Yep. He announced his retirement after being accused of sexual assault and groping and exposing himself to numerous women, including his staffers. And a new one came out, said that he put his hand up her thigh in the middle of a church service, which sounds exactly like something a Democrat would do, by the way. And I guess that was just one too many. Now he's out. But he didn't resign, he says. He retired. He retired. Yes. So even when they resign, they have to lie about it, because that's what Democrats do constantly. Just lie all the time about everything imaginable. So he's out. And of course, Nancy Pelosi encouraged him to get out, to resign last week. And John Conyers' lawyer said that Nancy Pelosi sure as hell not going to tell Representative Conyers whether to resign or not. So here's what's really happening, though. Democrats are totally freaking out because they thought by now Trump would be gone. They thought that they were going to get Trump out of office and that all these accusations against Trump would be kicking in, and then he would be gone. But instead, look who's falling like dominoes. It's one Democrat after another. It's Harvey Weinstein. It's Kevin Spacey. It's Al Franken. It's Glenn Thrush of the New York Times. It's whatever that guy's name is at NPR who did the Prairie Home Companion, Lake Wobegon, whatever. He's out too. It's now it's John Conyers, and we're talking about dozens of other lower-level people and people whose names I can't even remember at the moment, but Democrats are falling like flies, plus that one Republican who was a Texas congressman who was so stupid that he took naked pictures of his D, we'll just call them D-pics, and apparently got hacked or something, and the naked D-pics went all over the internet. Dude. Don't you know? Don't take pictures of stuff that you don't want all over the internet. Just a little, you know, hint for you who don't understand technology. In any case, so there's one or two Republicans that got ensnared in this, but most of those falling are Democrats. And they're falling like flies, or dominoes, I guess is a better metaphor. And the left is outraged at all of this. They don't understand why they are the ones. Oh, and Matt Lauer. I can't forget Matt Lauer. Mr. Secret button on his desk to lock the door to his executive office suite. Matt Lauer, who sexted staffers to summon them to his office for a sexual encounter because he was the big honcho at NBC News. Yep, NBC News got rid of Matt Lauer after all these accusations. And for Al Franken's part, he's still in there. He hasn't resigned yet. And he says he apologizes for all the actions that he doesn't remember ever doing. This is the Al Franken excuse. I don't remember doing that, but I apologize for it. Really? That's it? That's the best you can come up with? But of course, if a Republican senator were accused of the same thing, there would be outrageous calls for him to resign. You know, the left just keeps losing in all of this, and it's infuriating them, and that's why there's a mass hysteria now that has taken over the left, And you see it at The View with Joy Behar. And I think, isn't Whoopi Goldberg part of that? But Behar is a lunatic. And she will grasp onto any fake piece of news, like the Brian Ross false news last week from ABC News, I think it was, where Ross claimed that Trump had ordered Flynn to contact the Russians during the presidential campaign. Totally false. They had to retract it. They suspended Brian Ross for 4 weeks for fake news. Joy Behar had to eat crow and apologize to her audience the next day. But on the day that it was happening, that she thought it was real, oh, she was so giddy and she was celebrating. These people grasp at anything. They have such intense hatred for Trump, which has been egged on by the media. This is something that has been whipped up on purpose to create hatred and intolerance, and it's working. And the left is utterly insane, to the point now where Mika Brzezinski, who is on MSNBC, and she is, of course, the daughter of Zbigniew Brzezinski, who is a noted globalist and evil, just a truly evil person. She is saying now that the Trump people are going to prison for the rest of their lives. The noose is tightening. They're all going to jail. You know who needs to go to jail right now? Robert Mueller, James Comey, Hillary Clinton, Loretta Lynch, and quite a few other people. That's who needs to be going to jail right now. Not the Trump admin. We need to put the deep state coup people in jail. That's Mueller, Comey, Clinton, and others. But the left is convinced. They're hysterical. They're insane with anger and hatred. And they have literally convinced themselves that the Trump administration, everybody in it, is going to prison for life. Over what? Over what? General Flynn making phone calls to numerous countries as part of the transition team to discuss how to cooperate on destroying ISIS terrorists in the Middle East. That's what the phone call was about. It was a transition team phone call. And did you know that when a president wins an election, or even before he or she is sworn in, their transition team engages in discussions with other countries? It's called diplomacy. And of course, Flynn talked to the Russians. Of course, Flynn talked to the Chinese. Of course, Flynn talked to the Indian leadership and UK and everybody else. That's not a crime. It's not collusion. It's called doing your job. Every president has a transition team that engages in that kind of activity. And yet the left is just too stupid to know that that's what part of the job is. And so they think it's a conspiracy. You talk about delusions. Are they all on drugs? Are they just paranoid? Are they schizophrenic at this point? Do they hear voices in their head that tell them things like, oh, Trump's going to prison for the rest of his life? Based on what? They're insane. But this has become the new norm of the left in America today. Completely insane, off the rails, mentally deranged, lunatic maniacs that are journalists now, that are at ABC, NBC, CNN, MSNBC, Huffington Post, New York Times, Washington Post. They just fabricate fake news constantly to fulfill their delusions, their dreams. Whatever they want to happen, they fabricate news to make it real for them. And then that's read by other lunatic liberals who then think it's real. And this is how you have this spiral of delusion that just keeps getting amplified on the left. It's insane. You want some reality on all this? Just read Trump.news. And we've also got Clinton.news. But right now, you know, one of the websites that we're getting a lot of stories published on is deepstate.news. So check out Trump.news and deepstate.news to stay up to date on all of this. There's a lot happening and somebody's going to jail. But I don't think it's Trump. I rather suspect it's maybe someone named Clinton. We'll see. Be safe, everybody. Take care.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.